This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The gospel is clearly defined, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, how that Jesus died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to the scripture. That's the gospel. It's the power of God and the salvation. Salvation is everything you will ever need. Salvation is all you ever receive from God. I cannot imagine you blind people that think salvation is a one-time experience at some altar or front of a church. You can't read. Have you ever read that what Jonah did was in the belly of the whale? Have you ever read that?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, turn to Jonah. That's why you came up here. You know, on Saturdays, we have no end to how long we're here.
That's true.
As long as we get back by Sunday morning at 9:45. Second chapter. Let's read.
Right there. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about, the weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited Jonah up upon the dry land.
Now, I want to be as nice as possible to you Baptists. I really do. But Jonah experienced salvation. That's what that says, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It says, he that observes lying vanity has forsaken his own mercy. And you know that's what a lot of you have done? Observed lying vanities. You believed lies. You followed witchcraft. Lying vanities are empty words, unprofitable to you, non-productive. But Jonah experienced salvation. God bless you, blind Baptists. You know why I have to speak so strong to you? Because you have regarded lying vanities from the day you went to that Baptist church. You believed a lie. And it's brought America great peril. It's unreal. Turn to Psalm 91, 14, 15, and 16. Would you read them?
14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
There's salvation when you're in trouble. When you're in trouble. Because I love the Word of God. God made a commitment to me in the early 1970s when I was in Argyle. Those three verses. You know what? He has kept his word. Kept his word. Honor me. Deliver me. Hear me. Be with me in trouble. Set me on high. Satisfy me with long life. And show me his salvation. Oh, God bless you people that have been so lied to. You believe these lying vanities speaking from the pulpits of America and the world, with great swelling words of vanity, and you thought they were such great preachers, such great orators, they could captivate a crowd, hold their attention, pick them up, let them down with their lying witchcrafts, and denied that salvation was an all-inclusive word that included everything from the day you were born to the day you were sent to heaven, provided ministering angels to minister to you, heirs of salvation. Turn to Hebrews 1. I don't know what I'm going to get to say. This is faith. Amen. Last three verses, or two verses. Hebrews 1. I think it's 14 and 15, maybe.
13, 14.
Right. Thank you.
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make that enemy's thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits? Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation.
Amen. Who shall be heirs of salvation? Oh, once, you know, I was a rebellious person against God. Became a veterinarian when he told me not to. Had a very lucrative, large animal practice in North Texas. My primary focus was on horses, the equine, but I had some specialty work, especially in beef cattle, that came out of university with me, did things that not too many practicing veterinarians could do, didn't even want to do them, but when they found out I could, the demand increased. So one day, I was doing some semen evaluation of some young Angus bulls, and they were short of help, and I never thought I was too good to do anything, and still don't. I said, I'll drive them in. I'll run them in a chute. And I got behind this one, weighed about, oh, I don't know, 1,400 pounds. And he didn't like me being there, turned around, hit me, knocked me against the wall, knocked me down, was just beating me with his head. And all of a sudden, I was standing on his back. And I looked, and I saw where to jump. And I leaped off his back, landed on the top of a board fence. Sitting there, trying to get my breath, and this fool that owned him was, you okay? I got my breath. I said, it wouldn't be if you'd shut your mouth. That was God, an angel. Put me up there. Well, I've seen too many to deny God has not been with me all my life. You have to.
Yeah.
An heir of salvation.
You know, when I was about 5 years old, my sister and I were playing outside in the front yard, and my mother was in the house doing housework, and she said all of a sudden, she knew to go get us. She said, you need to come in the house and play. This is a beautiful Ohio weather, or Pennsylvania. It wasn't 5 minutes. Somebody crashed through the fence into right where my sister and I were playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's one testimony after another, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank God. Well, had a good friend on the USS Walk. Destroyer. I think it's a destroyer escort. On a Sunday morning, a bunch of them were off watch, and you get to sleep. I knew the brother of the man that woke him up. I knew him well. Name was Jackson. Woke him up, said, get up, get dressed. Don't want to. What's wrong with you? He was in charge of them. They got dressed. Well, but a few minutes, something blew the side out of that destroyer escort, I think it was, where they were sleeping. Then they said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Would you thank me what I'm about to tell you? Would you? Because America is about to get a hole blown in it, a big one. America, my land. The other night I was speaking, and it came in my spirit about my country, 'tis of thee. Catherine Currier put it up, a beautiful song. A beautiful country, a country God gave to my ancestors so I could preach the gospel. Standing here behind this pulpit on Sunday morning, late June 2008, I said, my ancestors came to America so I could preach the gospel. I did not know that. That came from heaven by the Holy Ghost. As I finished, this lady walked up and said she believed she had some ancestors on the Mayflower. Conversation started July 2nd, 2008. She posted a verse of scripture from Matthew, 43. That God would take a kingdom. Take a kingdom. Jesus said it. That prophet spoke nothing but straight. He said it. God would take a kingdom from Israel and give it to another that would bring forth fruit thereof. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Closely?
Yeah.
Close. That's America. For 25 years, I preached the gospel to this country. 25 television stations, satellite, internet meetings, various states, California, Indiana, Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, Tennessee, Louisiana, thank God, Wisconsin. Went to 48 states and prayed over this country. America rejected my gospel, sent all my books that are online now, five of them, or six now, five of them to 36 television preachers, pulpit personalities like Roberts, Copeland, Graham, sent all of them. They rejected my ministry. They rejected what I said, what God said through me. Now, America is in a time of great peril, great distress, great. Following that statement in June, and Kathy's posting in July of 08. We went through some difficult weeks and months. On the 26th of January 2009, Terry Mai went to heaven. God said, "Your work is finished. Come up here." 20 days after we found that his body was full of malignancies, never took any medication, didn't have time. They were going to give him chemotherapy, send him home for a few days. God took him. With a great shout of victory, a roar like Jesus, Stephen gave. When he went, shortly thereafter, day or so, Kathy Mai said God showed her a verse of scripture in the book of Revelation that Terry's work would go on, continue. At the time of visitation, there was some of Terry's songs which are sung today. They were being playing on a recording. And a group of boys walked up in my presence and started singing along with Terry. I heard a voice in that group. And I said, "That's got to be Paul Peters." I didn't know any of them could sing. And I could hear before Terry went to heaven. He and I talked about it frequently, but before he went to heaven, not too many months before, weeks, we were in a computer room speaking, a group of us were speaking about various things, about music, really. And Terry started out the door and he turned around. He said to me, "Remember, you can hear." I said, "I know, thank you." You know, that was a prophetic word out of Terry's mouth to me. God speaking through Terry, "Remember, you can hear." Shut up. I could hear God. Shut up. I could hear them. I could hear their voices, hear their hearts, their spirits, hear what God was doing. But just a few days after Terry's services, and by the way, they did a couple songs. One of them's on their website now. There Stood a Lamb, or their page. There Stood a Lamb, along with Terry's recording. But things began to stir. Things were stirring. America was being stirred by the Spirit of God. God was doing a new thing in America. A new thing. Somewhere about that time, in January, I think maybe just 4 or 5 days before Terry went to heaven, Glenn Beck joined Fox. Glenn Beck is one of the mighty men that you read about in Isaiah chapter 3. I don't recall what Glenn Beck spoke of when he first came on, but I know what was going on with this ministry. Kathy started talking a bit about the Constitution, about the Mayflower, about her ancestors. And I was preaching the gospel. And David Gaspright was here, started seeing and hearing about his ancestors that were on the Mayflower. Some 16 of them. I don't think he was aware of any. Perhaps he was and will correct me. And about that time, Catherine Currier, Sadie Peters, and others said, I think I have ancestors on the Mayflower. God was putting together a group, and Kathy Urgent, not yet proven, is so close, and I've always been convinced that her ancestors were on the Mayflower, but there's such a resistance to her life. Much of it came because when she was 12, God said, I want your life. And he didn't keep it. She did her own thing. But God's delivered her, thank God, by his mercy and grace. But we saw what a group we had for the Mayflower. I don't. It came forth about Samuel Gorton. I'm in his tree. Stuckley Westcott. Others. Casperite and I turned out to be cousins. God put us together. David's a few weeks younger than me. They won't even laugh. You know.
No, they're laughing.
Are they laughing?
Yeah,
good.
By the way, we're cousins too.
What?
By Wesley, remember? Yeah, we're cousins.
Oh, I deny that.
Kissing cousins, yeah.
I deny all that. My parents told me to stay.
From what I heard, that was just regular business in Pennsylvania.
Well, amen. So all this was being stirred by the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Then, I think in February of 09, There were some people got together at a meeting. Political meeting. Maybe not political. But what to do about America? That was God. Raised them up because of my faith. Because God sent me to pray for this nation. 40 years in June since I started. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Not a prayer chain. Sometime in February, maybe March, people started gathering together. They turned out to be the Tea Party. No one wants to be the leader. Why? Because God is leading them. Amen. Through my prayers and yours. Your praise and worship. A dedicated people that walk with me in this ministry. We rule in America. Thank God by the Spirit of God. And they grew, and they grew. The Tea Party people, they're God's people. They're people God raised up to do what His do His purposes in America. Thank God. And they're now in Washington. And they won't stop. This is God. This is the Spirit of God. These things are results of this man's praying when nobody believed with me. But now, they're beginning to pray. They're beginning to believe. They're beginning to see what God, Jehovah, is doing in America. Daniel 7:4 tells us that the wings of the eagle shall be plucked. That's America. They'll stand upon the feet of a man. With the heart of a man. The feet of a man, the body of Christ. The heart of a man, Jesus. Of Nazareth. Whom God raised from the dead. No. This is not your land. This is our land.
Amen.
This land belongs to God. Psalm 24, verse 1. Would you read that? We got time. I told you we didn't have to be back till 9:45 in the morning. Psalm 24, verse 1.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
Now, did you think you own it? And you think God gave it to you, Baptists? And you Catholics, and you Muslims, and you ethnics, and you hypocrites? No. The earth is the Lord's. Right?
Right.
And the fullness thereof. Right?
Right.
He owns you. But what's the next part?
The world.
The world.
And they that dwell therein.
And they that dwell therein. Isn't that pathetic? That God owns you? Oh, yeah. You're a rebel? Oh, I was there. Read my website if you want to know about rebellion. But God never left me. He won't leave you either. Those of you that have been predestinated, we're not talking about the doctrine of predestination. But those of you that have been predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus, you can't get away. Sucker. Sorry, Lord, you know I still got a little something in me. No, he's going to conform you. He's going to conform you. Now, God raised up Glenn Beck. He raised up Rush Limbaugh back in the 80s when I needed him bad. Real bad. He said, why you? Because I was the one standing up preaching the gospel to this wicked country. And the wicked preachers were fighting me. The wicked church dwellers, church goers, dwellers is more correct. They were fighting me. But I was obeying God. Obeying God. And what a blessing it is for all of us. God doing a work. And he sent this group to Washington, D.C. that he had to have ears to hear what the people were saying. We want cut spending. Cut spending. That's what the people said. Cut your spending. Well, they got other things. But they could see we had a bunch of fools in Washington that would give you anything you wanted for a vote. Amen. And they're there. And they're not going to stop. Why? Because God won't let them. Joseph was put in prison and taught Pharaoh's senators wisdom. And Pharaoh's Egypt could not do one thing without Joseph's senate. That's the way God operates through prophets and apostles, which are both. 40 years. Now, we got the most foolish of men and women in Washington. They went there because we have the most foolish of men and women standing behind the pulpits of America. Do anything for a dollar. Now, thank God. America the beautiful. Given to us by God to worship and serve. I was listening this morning to, what's his name, Judge?
Napolitano.
Say that.
Napolitano.
My heart's full, I can't get it out. He's a judge. I think he was a superior judge. Superior District Judge in the state of New Jersey. He's come up. And Glenn Beck was with him. Glenn Beck is one of the mighty men that God raised up to help me with this country. Read Isaiah 3. There's a prophet in this land. There's a mighty man in this land. Thank God. More than what? But Glenn Beck took all the politicians. He called a communist a communist. I once heard a man I happened to know him. And he said, God called a spade, not an agricultural implement. That's the way you politicians talk. Thank God. By the way, I sent a message to Sam Johnson. And Brother Sam is speaking strong now. Right?
Right.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Father, for energizing Sam Johnson to stand up. Now, Glenn Beck and the judge, I can say this except when my mouth is like it is now and my heart's full of faith. Napolitano, I got it, right? Close.
Good enough for me.
Okay. Amen. Lord said you can't doubt. You just believe me. Amen. They were talking about the government and the debt limit that needs to be raised. They said if they won't raise it, they can't pay their bills. Social Security will stop. Pensions will stop. All government payments would stop. They couldn't borrow any more money. They'd have to live within their means. That's the way I live. And have my entire life. Thank God. That's my heart. That's why I don't have to ask for money. That's why I don't have to tell you what I need. God directs my steps. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. God has not told me. I'm telling you what these men educated in that realm are saying. I don't happen to be educated in that realm. Just had enough sense to know if you didn't have the money to buy it, you shouldn't. And if you did, you had to pay for it. Had that kind of education. Now, as I said before, if you want to know something about the anatomy of a horse, come sit down, I'll teach you. That's what I knew about. And physiology, all that other stuff. Thank God. I didn't know anything about, well, I did know, sorry. I knew a lot about the way the government ran because I listened to what they said. And I knew there were a bunch of nuts. And I knew the day was coming that you have to pay. Time to pay. Chico Holliday brought that song here. The 19th song. And then Chico added something to it. I think it said, and it's time to pay. A lot of people don't know that. That it's time to pay. They don't know that. Now let me tell you about my ministry, about God through me. God sent a man named Elijah. Elijah, a Tishbite, a prophet, to Israel. To Israel. To clean it up. Because the king had a Jezebel wife that stirred him up to do more wickedly than any other king before him. Name was Ahab. And God sent Elijah to him. He said, by my words, there won't be any rain in this nation till I say so. God speaking through Elijah. And then when it's going to rain, it's going to rain because God said so. In the meantime, Elijah slew 850 false prophets and those that served at Jezebel's table. Those 450. There was a change. God did it. There was a change of leadership. A change of leadership. God did it. In Israel, I will not tell you what I believe, what I think, or what God has said, because he hadn't. Not to be. Amos 3, God does nothing except to reveal it to his servants, the prophets. But let me tell you what John McCain said. That the way they had done business in Washington was corrupt. And I heard him. And he said, if they don't change, they will be a third party. I believe that's prophecy of God through John McCain. I think it's time the boys came and going to speak. Mm-hmm. And worship God with Terry Mike. What do you say? I don't know what time it is, but I'll let you know.
This is the day.
God bless you. See you tomorrow, 9:45 a.m. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.